Just a quick bit of college news. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I just want to share a few important bits of information for our New Zealand-based urgent care community. Firstly, on Tuesday the 29th of June at 7 o'clock in the evening, we are hosting a webinar in conjunction with the Ministry of Health COVID-19 Vaccine and Immunisation Programme Primary Care Lead, Dr. Joe Bourne. Joe will be talking to us about the COVID-19 vaccine and the rollout, and then advising us on how our urgent care community can get involved, either as a vaccine site, a vaccinator, or as a vaccine advocate. You will also have the chance to ask questions at the end. Having managed to keep COVID at bay here, it is vital that we get this vaccine out to the public in as efficient and expedient manner as possible. So if you are interested in learning more and getting involved, do please click the link in the show notes. Urgent care has played a pivotal role throughout this pandemic, so this is a chance for us to get further involved in helping the New Zealand COVID response. Now, preparations for our Urgent Care Bootcamp conference are gathering pace. This event takes place the weekend of the 18th and 19th of September down in Christchurch. As the programme continues to take shape, we are thrilled that our pre-bootcamp events are now open for tickets. On the Friday the 17th of September, you can undertake a core skills recess refresher or an all-day point-of-care ultrasound course. Both of these organised by the Pegasus 24-Hour Surgery in Christchurch. So if you're interested in starting or consolidating your POCUS journey, or updating your recess requirement for recertification, check out the link in the show notes, which will take you to the site where you can book your spots with the 24-Hour Surgery. There's also a link to the Bootcamp conference itself, where you can get your tickets to the main weekend event and the fellowship dinner. The early bird rate finishes on July the 1st, so if you want to catch that, act fast. Among our fantastic group of presenters, also attending the weekend will be Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, Dr. Anna Clark and Dr. Andrew Connolly from the Ministry of Health, and Dr. Samantha Merton, the President of the GP College. Now, last month we heard on the podcast from Tom Bowden about the research project he's undertaking on access to important past medical history information for urgent care and emergency department clinicians. Members will have received the link to this survey in recent newsletters, so do please check that out and please consider completing the short survey if possible. Thank you. As you should know by now, our new recertification programme will be starting later this year. We do not have an exact start date yet, but it will be a phased rollout to enable us to support everyone as they start on the new programme. As well as the new programme, details of which have been on the website for some time now, there will be a new e-portfolio system and IT system. We will be holding sessions in the lead up to the rollout to ensure everyone is fully aware of the requirements and the new system, but for the time being, please be aware that this is happening and make sure you've looked through the draft revised recertification documents available on our website under the Fellows pull-down tab at the top. And finally, with Hardy moving on to new things, we had a few weeks without IT support in the office, but I'm thrilled that we now have Finlay Calder in position. We welcome him to the office and it is great to have access to his skills. And in case any of you had the same initial reaction upon hearing his name, Finn is not the former Scottish rugby international and British and Irish Lions captain, which was a relief to me as I'm still scarred by memories of the 1990 Five Nations Grand Slam finale at Murrayfield. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.